Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're asking yourself, what's trending? You're about to find out. It's our Canadian listeners. Ouch. You're about to find out. A DJV show. We have a couple of stations in Canada. Yes, we do.
Not anymore.
That's Jennifer Horn, and the chuckler is Victoria Keelan. We are here to have a positive side of all the tragedy around. There is so much tragedy, but look at the peaches, the rainbows that come out of it. I think that's kind of, we're all very vulnerable right now, and we all feel like we have been sucker punched, and you have, and you will continue to be. I think that's just kind of, we're going to learn a lot this year. We're going to grow a lot this year. It makes us stronger psychologically, emotionally, and I think that I've always said I've been attracted to strength in my life, to strong spirit, strong mental, strong physical people. It makes for a better life. Some guy, I was getting ready to go do some work in a hayfield, and the guy wanted me to just eyeball it with him because he wasn't sure I understood where the boundaries were. So I met him over this, a guy who owns a lot of land and hadn't seen me from last year. And he said to me, he looked at me and he said, how old are you? And I looked at him strangely. I said, I'm 73. He said, why do you keep doing this? And I said, because it's good for me. One of the things that you, he said, well, you're in great shape. And I said, yeah, I feel terrific. And I get a few aches and pains here and there, but if it weren't for this, I'd probably have more aches and pains. I believe in my new philosophy. I don't know if it's new. I've been saying this for a couple of years. In order to make life better and more fun, keep moving. That's what you got to do. I can't outrun, obviously, the pollen. Neither can any of us. But I can outrun a lot of other things. And that's kind of what my philosophy is. Take what you have and run with it. It'll invariably make you better, I think. And so having said that, we have several circumstances that are presented. I just posted some on my Facebook page about COVID-19 and those people who have strong immune systems that don't get it. I just think it's food for thought. All of these things that we have been confronted with, the social, the moral, the ethical questions, the physical questions about the COVID-19, where that all came from. I just think it's been one hell of a cost, but we've all learned something from it, haven't we? If I were to say, Jennifer, to you, what have you learned thus far that you didn't learn about either yourself or the disease itself? What have you learned from the experience in the past 6 months?
Well, I think obviously we learned about the disease, right? I think also, like globally, it was a better reflection as to why China is so dangerous for people that didn't already know. And I think personally, the slowing down hasn't been terrible for me. The not running around on weekends, in addition to my schedule that is very intense, to say the least, has actually probably been better for me, I think, especially given the circumstances that have been happening over the last several months. It's probably been really good for me not to be forced out of taking on weekend plans.
Yeah. That's nothing wrong with that. Calm down a little bit. What about you, Victoria? How have things changed for you? What have you learned since the China virus dug its heels in? Which actually, in our country, we had signs in October, late November, in there. And we didn't really take any action for about 4 months after that because we weren't sure what to do. So since then, how has it changed your life?
Well, the biggest change is, we're trying to protect my parents. My parents, especially my mom, she has very vulnerable lungs. So it is, the unfortunate part is not being able to be around them in a normal way. like hugging them and being in the house and things like that. So that's been the strangest, worst part of it. Some of the best parts, though, we really have, you know, kind of scaled back on our lifestyle, and we realize what's important and what's not important. Where, you know, we're saving a lot of money because we're not, you know, ordering out. We're not going out to restaurants as much. We're just, you know, in a different mindset. And the other big change is my husband normally is working in this in New York every day, and so we're together a lot. And I actually think it's been good for our relationship. I know there are a lot of relationships that are not faring so well.
You like each other.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Thank God, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've been hearing lots of stories, even within my own, you know, family and friends network, of it being a really rough time for couples right now. So we feel very fortunate that that things are good with us. So we're happy.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at my two children, and they're happy in their relationships. It's pretty obvious that certainly with Megan and Matthew, they've had to live at home and work at home for this thing since it started in May, and Miles has been home, and the three of them just, Miles is crawling off the walls. But
it's
other
tough
than that,
for kids, yeah.
Yeah, it certainly is tough for kids. And then as far as Megan, I mean, as far as Brendan and Sophie are concerned, they seem to be happy as, you know, I could read it, they just like being with each other. And they have...
Hey, you know what? They're newlyweds. This is a good time to be on an extended honeymoon. I don't know if either
maybe you'll get a grandkid
working
out of this. Yeah.
Well, it's been suggested. At any rate...
By you? Or?
Well, no, I guess I think in general, it's just Megan was teasing him yesterday. This was a trip. So Sophie had Megan... I had just been on FaceTime with Megan and Miles and Matthew. And then I went over to Brendan. And so while Brendan and I are on FaceTime with each other, Sophie's on FaceTime with Megan and Miles. And so we're going around in the... just the reality of the technology is something, it's really...
You should have done a Zoom call. All of you could have been together.
Well, we did that. Brendan and I did that with one of my partners on Friday. And it's becoming old hat. I'll tell you what not to use is WebEx. I don't know if you know even what it is. I feel like I'm becoming more
It's the janky
educated
version of Zoom that
no
one likes.
Oh, terrible. Yeah. Awful. Yeah, it's terrible. Awful, awful. Before we, there's a lot of stuff going on with the virus. I think I mentioned to you, Victoria, maybe I didn't. I was talking to somebody about this on Friday. The reality of where the virus is coming from, according to probably, and I wish I could remember this guy's name, I can see him. He was on one of the late night shows talking about the origins of viruses in general, not just this virus, but where viruses come from in the first place. He said something that startled me when I first heard it, I was half asleep, and I woke up to it. He said every one of these viruses is essentially related because they have all come from the same source, unless it's something that is contrived. But even the origins of this virus that we acknowledge came from a Chinese laboratory, but they have to start someplace. And so when there is a connection to the virus and that bat, whatever the food market is, that's there, that's next door to where it's next door to the laboratory. And what has happened is that they would take the basic structure of viruses that are in those, the animals, the bats or whatever, and then they'd expound upon them to make them more dangerous. That's what they do in the laboratory. So he said that these diseases have been going on for as long as mankind has been eating other beings. And what happens is, listen to this, this is fascinating. When you eat an animal that has, especially modern animals today, that are being fed the remnants of old animals. Now, I can remember back when I was a kid looking at the bags of grain that came from Agway. And I remember the label said many different things, but included in it was bone meal. And if you don't know what bone meal is, it's rendering the ground up bones of animals and they grind it up and they put it into the feed, and it has been a part of the feed for eons. So you've got the animal that we eat today is, there are lots of different bugs in animals. There just are. And so the meat is taken off the bone. The bone is sent to the rendering house. It's ground up, and it's put back in the feed that we feed to chickens or cows or other animals. So the animals just keep getting the same cycle because the viruses get into every cell of the animal's being. You keep chewing it up and putting it in feed. So the chickens get it. We kill the chickens. We grind up their bones, feed it to the cows. The cows have it. We take the meat off, we grind up the bones, and we feed it to the chickens. We discussed the meaning and possible ramifications of the recent Supreme Court rulings on DACA in our clip of the day that is presently posted at djvshow.com. So you can listen to that discussion. Sometimes the clips are funny, sometimes they're serious, sometimes, well, I think they're all meaningful. So you can check them out, all of our clips and the daily show as well, all day, every day. The whole DJV show airs back to back to back to back. If you missed part of it and you want to listen to more, do yourself a favor. Help yourself. DJVshow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We are the cowboys, the true sons of freedom.
I always love Willie. He always puts sort of a calming onto whatever's going on. Don't you think he does?
And yeah, that's actually a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's dropped his cover of Billy Joe Shaver's 1981 song, We Are the Cowboys. Willie covers the song in his upcoming album, First Rose of Spring, and released a video for the track over the weekend, filmed at his Luck Ranch outside of Austin by his son Micah. The video captures Willie tending to his horses and walking the grounds of his old cowboy town. Subtle nods to his own cowboy heroes, in the form of cardboard cutouts, Roy Rogers, Gene Autry. Maybe that's why I like Willie Nelson as much. Because they were my heroes, too, as a youngster. The Lone Ranger, also. This is the first time. He recorded We Are the Cowboys before. He joined Billy Joe Shaver, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson for an all-star lineup on 20,000's Honky Tonk Heroes, a Highwayman-type album. Found them all singing Shaver compositions like Oklahoma Wind, Tramp on Your Street, and You Asked Me To, which Elvis cut in 73 for his album Promised Land. Nelson turned 87 on his last birthday. He's going to release The First Rose of Spring on the 3rd of next month. So, anyway, that's something to look forward to. Calm down, everybody. Listen to Willie. Speaking of Kris Kristofferson, folks over at SiriusXM are going to have a... Well, they've actually got a country channel, an outlaw country channel, that's featuring Chris's music. He turned 84. My God, Kris Kristofferson at 84? Wow. They marked the occasion at Sirius with two programs celebrating his songwriting. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame as a songwriter. For the Good Times, an outlaw country cruise tribute to Kris Kristofferson is a 90-minute live tribute concert recorded earlier this year aboard the 5th annual Outlaw Country Cruise. Kristofferson was the guest artist in residence on the voyage, and in addition to performing his own sets, he watched as those he inspired perform his songs. Listen to Williams, the Mavericks, Raul Malo, Steve Earle, Shooter Jennings among those singing for Kristofferson, who joins the cast to close out the show with Why Me. The concert aired five times between Friday and Monday night. Steve Earle's Outlaw Country program, Hardcore Troubadour, also recognizing the birthday of Kristofferson with a playlist devoted to his versions of his songs. Dylan's reading of They Killed Him, Waylon Jennings' version of The Taker, Leon Womack's Nobody Wins, and of course Janis Joplin's hit version of Ian Bobby McGee, all featured, all songs written by Kris Kristofferson. So, the special airs Tuesday the 23rd at 12 a.m. Eastern Time, so midnight, and Wednesday, June 24th, and this is on Sirius XM, right? On their Outlaw Country channel.
Yep.
All right, I want to hear that. I wish we could do a little more video on that, too, as well. Every year since she was 15, singer-songwriter Tennille Towns has hosted and performed at the Big Hearts for Big Kids event, which benefits the Sunrise House Homeless Youth Center in her hometown of Grand Prairie, Alberta. And each year the event has raised progressively more money. This year, with the touring and live events mostly shut down, Towns is turning the event into a virtual concert, expanding her fundraising efforts to Nashville with an all-star show scheduled for the end of this month. Miss Towns, who releases her debut album, The Lemonade Stand, on June 26th, will host and perform her portion of the show at the Ryman. She'll be on stage, well, no, at-home performances on the show. Dierks Bentley, Brandi Carlile, Luke Combs, Ashley McBride, Lori McKenna, Chrissy Metz, and some others. So, good for her. She's helping out. Helping the cause. 28 past the hour.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
This is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get four unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and four free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. Four-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to one per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump indicated that he's open to a second round of stimulus payments as the U.S. economy continues to reel from the coronavirus pandemic. Asked in an interview with Scripps Local Television News whether he's going to give Americans another round of checks, Trump responded, "Yes, we are. We are. We're going to be doing another stimulus package. It'll be very good and very generous." When asked how much money it will be, he said, "You'll find out about it very soon." A White House official also said a new round of direct payments is part of something the economic team is studying, but no decisions have been made as of yet. In March, Congress approved up to $1,200 per person in direct payments for individuals making less than six figures to help cushion the blow of the pandemic. The IRS said in early June that over 159 million stimulus payments had been processed. Stay updated at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Senate has approved a Justice in Policing Act, and USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act moves to the House next week. The bill is named after the black man who died at the hands of police in Minneapolis. But some members of the House Oversight Committee say reforming policing will require more than just legislation. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
Racism is not simply a point of view. It is not a point of view or the actions of a few bad apples. It is as structural as the marble pillars of this institution.
In a virtual hearing, she says the bill that will come before the House is a good start. The Senate has a separate police reform bill.
The Justice Department's Inspector General's Office said an audit will review the policies on body cameras for federal law enforcement officers, evaluate whether or not the cameras have been used since a pilot program was announced in October, and will also assess plans to expand their use among federal agents and task force officers. It comes months after the Justice Department announced a pilot programming allowing federally deputized task force officers to use body-worn cameras while serving arrest warrants or making planned arrests. The Justice Department's former rules had prohibited federal agents from wearing cameras and barred local officers from wearing them during joint operations, a policy that has strained its relationship with a number of law enforcement agencies. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Four minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, so happy to be with you. And Victoria, this attention on statues, a lot of statues coming down across the country due to protests for the Black Lives Matter movement. There's one that's a bit controversial involving Abraham Lincoln. And obviously, we know if we check back our history books, Lincoln was the one who freed the slaves, which makes this one controversial. But the way it's set up apparently has some people taking notice and wanting to pull it down. So what's the story?
Yeah, if you haven't seen the statue, there's one in Washington, D.C., and then the a copy of that same statue is in Boston. And Boston's mayor, Marty Walsh, says that he's now having discussions with the city council and taking in opinions on should they pull that statue down. It's an ominous kind of looking statue. I'm not familiar with it until the pictures came out over the weekend of this was the statue that might be taken down next. It's Lincoln standing over a freed slave with his hand, like, kind of over his head, and he has broken shackles on, and it says the word emancipation along the side of it. It does
but
not
why
look,
would that be controversial?
Well, I don't know. To me, looking at it, it does not look like a celebration of, you know, of freedom. It looks, I don't know, it's ominous is the only word I can think of. It's a very dark.
Are we going too far with this? Is this another one of the, is there just too much of this stuff that?
I don't know. I don't.
Are we over-scrutinizing things like that? It's very
well,
hard.
Well, you're in Boston where the second statue exists. Have you been hearing any chatter about it?
Yeah, I think
I like see a lot of stuff on social media about it.
This is
say,
a really
Jen?
Good part of our history. Lincoln fought to free the slaves. This is probably ultimately ended. His life was ended because of it. So
there's a lot of sensitivity toward racial issues in Boston because Boston's had a lot of racial problems over the last certainly 50 years. When I was a kid, they changed the federal government had to take over the school system and ran it for 13 years because they couldn't figure out how locally to run it without there being huge, huge problems in the black community. It just was a horror show. And kids were bused. They still are. There's a program called the Metro Program that runs in Boston that brings inner city kids to the suburban schools. There are, I think, 30 or 40 different communities around Boston that participate, and they get paid a lot of money by the state and the federal government to bring kids out from inner city schools to the suburban schools. And that, you know, that requires the kids leave their home before 6 in the morning, get on buses, they go out to the suburbs, they stay during the school day, and if they participate at all in any after-school activities, usually it's 7, 8 o'clock before they get back to their homes in the city. So that was an acknowledgement, as far as I was concerned, of what a horror show we were living with. And so, you know, you grow up around that, and then you look at the rest of the world, or at least the rest of our country, and see the same sort of thing happening, and yet it wasn't dealt with. And I don't know that that was the proper way to do it. I don't know. You take shots in the dark here to try to figure out how to deal with this stuff. It just doesn't seem like it's part of the human condition that we are smart enough to figure out on our own individually. We just don't seem to be able to.
Well,
there's a lot of... Go ahead.
The second part of this statue story, and this is the one that I found the most surprising, the statue of Teddy Roosevelt that has greeted everybody walking into the Museum of Natural History in New York on the Upper West Side, that's been there for about 100 years. That statue is coming down, too. It features Teddy Roosevelt on his horse. I forget the name of the horse. It was a famous horse. That statue is featured. Robin Williams played Teddy Roosevelt in the Night at the Museum movies, which are great fun movies for kids. And so that statue, which is so iconic and became even more famous after the movies came out, that's the statue that will be taken down. On the left, Teddy is riding on the horse. On his right is a Native American chief, and on his left is a slave. And so there, I guess the reason that I don't specifically know, the reason that I've read that came from the mayor's office and from the city council, which all voted unanimously to take this down, is that they're seen walking alongside of Teddy Roosevelt as he's on horseback, that they're seen below him, and below him as in terms of, like, you know, the hierarchy of humans. And so that's also kind of the sentiment that a lot of people on social media have been talking about with removing the Lincoln statue in Boston, is that, yes, it's supposed to be about Lincoln freeing the slaves, but the slave is still on the ground at his feet. And then
Roosevelt was president when that was happening. So, of course, that would probably be the way it was going to be.
What do you mean?
I mean, they don't like the statue of Teddy Roosevelt because he's on a horse and everybody else is walking alongside of him. Teddy Roosevelt was the president. That would be probably what the protocol was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, would the president be down
like
walking
I
on
said,
the probably not.
There's a danger
but
of
why would
going
he have
too
a,
far.
But it doesn't really make sense in context, though. Why would he have... And it looks like he has them chained. Like, it looks, when you look at the up-close of the statue, it looks like he's dragging these two, the Native American chief and the slave, along with him. It's, I get it now, but to be honest, I, having been a New Yorker for a long time, I never even looked at this statue that closely. I've seen it a million times. I drove by it every single day of my life for many years, never even really paid that much attention to it. But I guess now everything is under
it
a different lens.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, white privilege. I never thought about it.
Well, I'm not
bothered other people. Apparently, it's been bothering people for a long time, and I just, you know, I never paid attention.
There are a lot of people who are trying. I don't like that term, white privilege. I don't know who coined it. It doesn't speak for me. I'm a white person, but it doesn't speak to me. I'm not sure that we aren't in danger of overdoing this by the guilt by association stuff that's going on. And I think I resent it a little bit, frankly. It just seems to me that there are individual cases, sure, that need to be metered. There is horrible rendering of justice when it comes to black people. That is what I would like to focus on. The police and the number of blacks who are in jail, why blacks commit the crimes they do in the first place, you know, what's inherent in all of that. The city councilors in my community, actually in a number of towns and cities around the Boston area, are looking into how they can divert the money that goes into the police department to do other things. Because the police people here, they are called upon to do things that are related to mental health, to homelessness, to substance abuse, and even car crashes. Those are things beyond the scope of law enforcement's function and would probably better be served by some kind of public health response. Maybe not traffic crashes, but the other things, yes. These people, unless you're going to train them to be superhumans, they aren't trained to deal with this stuff. So this foolish defund the police thing, which is nonsense, reorganize the police. And I said this, I think I started last Monday by saying it's not only the police, but it's the public education system, which encounters and feeds into this problem. It's services that are rendered that we pay for. We need to, as a society, agree on what we want for what we are paying. We pay the bill. I don't want somebody telling me what I should be doing with my money. I want to have a say in where it goes. And I don't feel like I have a say. That's why you elect city councilors or town meeting members or, you know, whatever, the representative form of government that we have. We are not in a democracy. We're in a representative form of government. And at each level, the municipal level, state level, the federal level, we elect people to represent our point of view. And I will tell you, in California and Massachusetts, where I live, I don't feel like I'm represented at all. In either circumstance, if I can get to the local, the city council, there are five or six people that represent me on the city council out of 11. When it comes to the state reps that cover my area, I know them, I like them, I support them. Do they do everything? No, they're not going to do everything that I like, but I think that they get more of what needs to be done. There are some police, and I think I said this on Friday, in Framingham, the police chief resigned. I don't know if he was pushed out or not, but the guy underneath him is black. The mayor is black, and I think that she wants to have a black police chief. He's actually a good cop, so I don't know that it's going to be a problem, but it's just the visual, you know what I mean? It's that.
Yeah, but how much of it is optics and how much of it is real change? I don't know. Well, I feel like...
She's not capable of creating or having... she doesn't have the inspiration to create a situation where we're going to have change, real change. But there are some people that are inspired in some circumstances, but it's because it's all about her and nobody else. You can't get anything done. If we had a real movement in the community to bring everybody in and all sides represented so that we could really get out of the police force what we want collectively, then you got something. And could you do that? Could you imagine that being done where you are, Victoria, in your community, or Jennifer in Los Angeles, where you are? Can that be done?
You would like to think it could. Do you think, I know that you've said lots of things about, you know, the mayor and the lack of leadership. Do you think she's going to get reelected? Or do you think
she's going to have a tough time. She's already on the reelection campaign, but we've got to have somebody running against her.
With our city council and our mayor, who have been so disappointing in Los Angeles, which is where I live, they'll get reelected again because people vote on brands, because people are generally kind of dumb when it comes to voting, and they'll just vote for the name they recognize, and they won't actually look into it. I mean, when you talk about inequities, I live in Los Angeles. I pay a ton of taxes. I operate a business in Los Angeles. I pay a ton of taxes to do that. And what's the messaging over the last 3 months of coronavirus? Well, they're prosecuting businesses who stayed open to stay in business, and they let the city council voted to let people out with zero bail. So people were getting arrested 3-4 times a day. They were given a citation, and then they were let out.
All right. Food for thought, 48 after the hour.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
This is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get 4 unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and 4 free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. 4 line offer requires at least 1 port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to 1 per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Funny Pit Time here on the DJV program. Always happy to have my pal Tom Kreitler, Tommy the K, who along with Leslie Segretti helm this very important radio program on hundreds of stations, many of the same stations that carry my program. As a matter of fact, we'll carry this the program and the podcast that come out of it and the Money Pit newsletter. So I want to underscore something as we get into the heat of the summer. And that's the first full week of summer 2020. Going to be hot for lots of different reasons. People are not going to be. I know there are more people putting in pools, I was told by a fellow that I know who's in the pool business, than ever before. This summer, because nobody's traveling anywhere, apparently it's Bonanza City for pool people. So, with that in mind, how do you keep your children safe around the pool that you build or that you have? Maybe you go to a community pool. What have you found? This is in this week's podcast, right? Money Pit Podcast?
That's right. So we highlight the topic of layers of protection when it comes to keeping kids safe, Doug. You know, typically when there is a tragedy, there is a parent or other adult that just lost focus for a moment. You know, they turn away for 2 seconds, as they say, and I say 2 seconds is too late. Yeah. Now, there's no substitute for parental supervision, but there are things that you can do to kind of back you up as a parent. And it starts with the fencing, of course. So the fencing around pools, I hate when they have pools dug and they only put three sides of fencing in the yard and they expect the back wall of the house to be like a line, you know, like the fourth wall of the fence, mm-hmm. because kids are going in and out all day long. Now, if you have fencing, it's got to be at least 4 feet tall, and it's got to be a certain type of fencing called non-climbable. Now, if it's chain link, it means that the actual square in the chain is smaller. It's about 1.25 inches as opposed to 1.75 inches, so kids can't get a toehold. And if it is that back wall of the house that makes that fourth wall of the fence, you have to have door alarms on the doors so that if kids slide open the sliding door, the alarm goes off. These are simple things that get mounted up high on the door. You can take them off when the kids grow up, but it'll alert you if the kids go out the door. Also, there are door alarms for fence gates, so you can make sure that that is protected as well. And there are also splash alarms that you can put in the pool that if the kids were to jump in the pool or mm-hmm. fall in the pool, that a splash alarm would go off. But all of these things, the gates, the pool covers, the door alarms, the gate alarms, the splash alarms, all of those things work to kind of back you up as a parent. So, again, emphasizing there's no substitute for parental supervision, but having the appropriate safety measures in place can truly help prevent a tragedy.
You know, we're so distracted, Tommy, these days with devices. Parents who might have been outside with their children by the pool paying attention to them now are sitting outside reading whatever the latest text is that has nothing to do with anything, but yet it's more important than watching your children in the pool, that kind of stuff. So
yeah, that's right.
That's why. Yeah,
that's right. There's more and more of that. But folks have always had some level of distraction, whether it's a text or whether it's something on your phone that you think is interesting or whether the phone rings or you're cooking something or whatever, but you just got to be focused when you're watching children. Big responsibility.
This week, let's see, one of our listeners named Robbie is concerned about his air conditioning bills. Any easy way to cut the cost of doing this without getting hot?
Yeah, oh, well, certainly. There are low-cost and no-cost things that you can do. First of all, if you've not had your system serviced, do that now. Very important because it could be running and cooling but not cooling well, which means it has to run longer to do the same thing. Secondly, on some cool morning, take a look at your insulation in your attic, and now is a good time to double it if you possibly can. In terms of operations, if you have storm windows in your house, if you live in an older home and still have storm windows, leave them down in the summer because that will keep the air conditioning in. The same way it keeps the cold air out in the winter, it will keep the warm air out in the summer. Mm-hmm. Robbie, if you have shades, you should keep those down on the south side of the house.
Common sense.
That kind of stuff does make a difference. And when it really gets hot, avoid running those heat-generating appliances until nighttime. Dryers, ovens, that sort of thing.
Great. Hello. Hi, yeah. Money Pit newsletter this week has some ways to use that paint that's left over. I use it. I mix it all together and put it on floors and stuff.
Sure, exactly. I mean, you can always do that if you're just trying to do it, you know, to protect, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's a lot. We have an article, 10 fun ways to use leftover paint, and that's on MoneyPit.com right now.
Also, how to keep your lawns healthy. I'm in a drought up here. You aren't down in New Jersey, but we got a drought going here. Everything's browning out already.
Big mistake there is that, you know, your lawn doesn't die when you don't water it or we have a water restriction. It turns brown. It doesn't die. It's just going dormant. However, when that happens, you can't walk on it because then you will grind it to a pulp and it won't come back. So
if
it brown out, try not to walk on it.
Check out the Money Pit podcast, the newsletter, the whole deal at MoneyPit.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.